From our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and J. Anthony Brown. How are you, honey?
That was good work, Friday, April Fool's Day. That was great work, Jackie.
Thank you, Tom. Mm-hmm.
You put the work in.
Really? Yeah, yeah, okay. You know.
No big deal.
Come on,
whatever.
Jay.
Come on.
Come on, now, boo.
Come on, Ricky.
Yeah, come on, Ricky. Don't wait. All right, so Tom, anyone needing a little inspiration this morning should listen closely right now. My guest this morning came from very humble beginnings. She grew up, Tom, under the watchful eyes of her sharecropper parents in a little shack in rural Mississippi. Now, she runs a multi-million dollar security firm with multiple offices in the U.S. and Africa and about 300 employees. Her company in the past has provided security for the Super Bowl, NBA All-Star Games, PGA Tours, and a commencement speech by President Barack Obama when he was at Morehouse College. But Tom, like many of us, that journey to success wasn't overnight, and it wasn't easy. My guest was demoted from General Motors, started her own business that failed, divorced, and struggled as a single mother. She details her ups and downs in her new book, The Chick in Charge. Tom, I'm going inside her story with The Chick in Charge, Mary Parker, the CEO of All-in-One Security. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
This is a great story. I mean, so many folks can relate to struggling, especially in corporate America. And you talk about this in your book. You worked for General Motors, but was demoted. What did you learn from your time there, especially about yourself?
Well, first of all, I learned the art of communication as well as that of team building. And as a result of that, even though I was demoted, I also realized that I wasn't on that journey alone because of the allies that I already created within the organization, and just as importantly, within my community as well. Because I did what I did so well, my family, other young women, African-Americans. Now, you've got to remember this was back in the 70s.
Right.
So for an African-American female to be in the role or play the role that I played as director of security back then was practically unheard of.
That was huge.
Yes, it was. So, you know, I was the kid that everybody was, you know, that everyone gathered behind and just continued to push and so forth. And so the other lesson I learned there was I was very, very good at what I did. And I wanted to see other African Americans and especially women take upon the challenge of unprecedented career paths. Mm-hmm. And the security was, you know, again, it was definitely one of those.
And it still is.
It really amazes me with as much speaking as I've done, as much training and mentoring as I've done over the years in the security industry. Women are still not taking charge and becoming involved in the industry, so much so that they would have a huge impact.
And why do you think that is, Mary? Why do you think so many women hesitate to do that?
Well,
I mean, do they hesitate or are they held back by, you know, the glass ceiling?
Well, you know, it's when we place ourselves within a framework of limitations, then we're going to see the glass ceiling. But you've got to not see a ceiling at all. Just take up on the challenge. Be the best at whatever it is that you're doing. And realize that security is not just a guard, you know, going around carrying a bunch of keys like Bunny Pfeiffer was in Andy Griffin's, right?
Right.
But it is really a high skill set that is required. You're protecting, even if you're guarding, you're protecting the assets and environments and brands and people. But security today, everywhere you go, people are using it. There's a huge need. It's one of the largest industries in our country. And so technology, if you're a technology person, you can utilize those skills in security as well. And we do that. Our company, All-in-One Security, we provide three various divisions of security. Security technology, which we monitor. We install access control systems and CCTVs that we can monitor on-site with our personnel, or we can monitor from a remote location.
But let me ask you about this, Mary. You know, you talk about because before you had All-in-One Security, you had another business and it didn't fail. For women, for people out there, particularly Black women that want to start their own businesses, you know, what advice can you give them? Because you tried it and it didn't work, but then you tried it again and it was very successful.
Don't be too easy to give up. Try, and try again. That's the one advice I'd give. But more importantly, learn from your failures.
Your mistakes.
What were the lessons that you took away from that failure?
And what did you take away from that?
Well, I learned so many things. I learned that I didn't know by having the first business, right? Mm. And the primary thing is I really didn't understand the financial aspect of my business, which is the engine. That's what keeps the business going. I didn't understand building an infrastructure, why it was so important to bring talents and skills into my organization that were greater than what I had. I knew how to put on a uniform, go out to a post or to a client, and make everybody feel secure. Mm. That was what I enjoyed. That was my passion. But in order to run my business, to become an employer and not an employee of my company, I had to take a different approach.
That's interesting. And so, you know what? I wanted to quickly ask you, I know we don't have a lot of time, just about, and it's a yes or no thing, because I think a lot of successful women don't really talk about sexism because they feel like it makes them look weak. Did you deal with a lot of sexism on your web, and do you still now, especially dealing with security? Yes or no?
Yes and no. Okay, and you have to learn to harness it, okay? And too many times I think women take their talents into the boardroom or into corporate America because they're females. I challenge any woman out there to go in the room with what you do, which is your level of expertise. And don't look at whether or not it's a man in the room or other women, because they're buying what you're selling. And what you're selling is your level of expertise, which is why the man is there as well.
Okay. Right. Well, the book is The Chick in Charge, Mary Parker. Thank you so much.
All-in-One
Security.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.
Wow. What a story, huh?
She's doing it. Cher came up in a shack in Mississippi.
I see that as a movie.
Right?
I do. Yeah.
And got let go by General Motors, and now she's
driving in charge.
Oh, wow.